No, they're not really strangers. But they're collecting the money, though. All right. Oh, look at the money. The money's a little bit different, though. Verse says, "Vaitim mi dami no. What's one have to do with the other? Mi dami hosam shvuli yechad shvula meya." There's no difference. Better when you want the wife to swear. So one wife swears now in the kitas chepas that I didn't take any money. So once she swore, if you swear to one person, there's no need to swear a second time. What do you gain if I swear a second time? Those things, we want to know you're telling the truth or not. So if you swear once, we know you're telling the truth. There's no, you can't swear a second time. That's why we don't make a swear a second time. But here, the shutter says no. Ilo ano avoy, if you would have called mitra b'interior, taninim tvei, I would have spoke up much more than you. You don't know how to argue. Chesh can't ship the highway I would have given to the guy. He wanted to beat me. So maybe I could, that's the chiddush. No, you can't say that. But when can't you say that? When you weren't in the town. This is the upshot. He answered back, there's no right to the Mishnah. In other words, here, if I care, this other shutev has a right to say that if I would have been there, I would have gained on the deal. So therefore, I'm not taking the din Torah. That's what he holds. So this Gemara says it's true. It's a good story, he's saying. If you weren't in the town, in the city, today the din Torah. So then you have a right to say, listen, if I would have been there, I would have won the din Torah. Therefore, I don't acknowledge this din Torah. But let's say the second shutev was in the town, and really he could have went to the din Torah, then nothing doing. Then we have a tine on you. If you want to say you could have won out, you should have went. Since you didn't go out, you didn't go to the din Torah, that's a little of a proof that you couldn't have won anymore. That you rely totally on your other shutev. And if your other shutev lost, you also lose out. Just if it wasn't possible for you to be there by the din Torah, then you have this taina. And according to me, maybe you do the din Torah over again, or you don't have to pay your tzad, you have a right to say, I would have had better taina as I would have won. Itmar, we'll end like this. What's going to be beish torois hayotzim b'yemechot? Two shtoras go out on the same day. So Rashi learns, Mochas soda achas l'shnei b'nei yodim b'yemechot. Reuven owned the field, and Chmeis, for some reason, Reuven in the morning sold the field to Shimon, and in the afternoon he sold the field to Levi. He sold the same field to two people, and he wrote two shtoras, one to Levi, one to Shimon. And now they both come to Bezin to collect the field. And Bezin looks at the shtar, they're both written the same day. So who gets the field? Who owns the field? What do we do here? Beish Torah Sayesum Yemechot. So Rav Va Machokin. Rav says they both have a right to the field. It's mamash like they're both muchzik in the field. So then it's Yachloikil. They have to divide the field equally. They both have a right to keep the field here for the field. Shmuel says no. Shudda Dedaini. Shudda Dedaini means Bezin has a right to do whatever they feel. Whichever one they feel he really wanted to sell it to, and the other one he just wanted to jip the guy, that's what Bezin does. Rashi learns lefi royis eni adayonim yatilu vaschus v'achayva. The way that Bezin sees the situation, like they know one guy was a close friend and one guy wasn't so close. So most probably he really meant to sell it to his close friend, and the other guy, some wanted to jip, play a game on the other guy. So that's the locha. Bezin has the right to do the way they see fit. For the Gemara, what's the machlokes tolyin? Leima, let's say Rav diyama kareb meya. Rav that says Chokin goes like Remeya Shita Diyom Eidah Chasima Karsi. That Eidim that sign in the star, Eidah Chasima, the Eidim that sign in the star, those are the ones that make up the star. So Rashi says like this, Kerabi Meya Diyoma. Linyin get. When you write up a get, Eidah Chasima Ika Krisis. You need Eidim. What's the Ika Eidim by a get? The Eidim that sign in the star. Those are the Eidim that make the Krisis. Vechem Linyin Ashtoris. The same thing by Hilchashtoris. Who makes up a star? Not Eidim that see you give over the star in front of the two Eidim, but the two Eidim that sign in the star. Eidim Chasima, those are the ones that make up the star. Now, the Eilu Shneyem Nechtemu B'yemechot. These two stars were signed the same day B'mokam, Shein Kaisun Shoyes. We're talking about not in Mishlayim. They don't write the day, the hour of the day. So, Kisa, both stars were written up the same day. Is Goli Datayu Diyein Makpidim Ala Kedim Lachaveroi. Since they didn't write up the hour of the day, so not matvid who's early, who's later in the day. Therefore, they both have an equal right to this field. Hilkach, my shuda the dain equal amema. Einodin yochel liafas koichas hazem mishal zem. Heviod eidi chasim akarsi. Seide chasim lekasim means the shtar is chal according to the eidim that signed in the shtar. Now this shtar, the date says today. So if two shtaros were written today, they both have equal powers. You can't say one shtar is better than the other shtar. They both have signed today, and the signatures make the shtar, and since there wasn't written the hour today, mashma clearly both shtaros is a good shtar, so how could you say one is better than the other one? So therefore, if you hold chokin, calls the crutch Rameya. But I tell you, Shmuel that says no, one could be more stronger than the other one, and which one is up to Bezin to decide, Kereb Lezah, hold like Reb Lezah Shita. The Yomar of Lezah always holds, Eidim Esirakasi. You know what the Ika power of a shtar is? Not the Eidim that signed in the shtar, but the Eidim that see the giving over the shtar. So if you go at the time of giving over the shtar, it was given over two different times. He for sure did not hand both shtar at the same time to Reuben and to Shimon. They both wanted to take it. For sure it had to be that in the morning he went to Reuben, and the afternoon he went to Shimon. So it was totally an Eidim Esira, the shtar that the Eidim saw first, that star was chal first. So then you could say one star is stronger than the other. True, we don't know which one. Then Shmuel says a smara shoot in the diner. With the ones Bezdin thinks he really wants to give, that star is stronger. But if you don't go after the Eidim Esira, the Eidim that saw the giving over the star, but rather you go boss Eidim Chasima that signed in the star, and they both have the same date, and it's not written the hour of the day, they both have mamash equal powers, you can't say one is better than the other one. So who that's the machloek? You see, the Gemara says, "Lo, no, I tell you, the kuliyama really everybody holds Kereb Elezer. Everybody holds Eidim Esira Kasi. You go, boss, the Iker Eidim is that see when you give over the star. For Hocha Bokim Iflagi, Rav Sava Chaluka Difa. Stamus Machloekis. When Bezin does not know what to do, two people come with stars now that they own this field. We don't know which one really owns it. So Rav holds Stam and Svara. What to do is Chaluka. It's better to divide up equally." At least the right guy gets at least half of the field. What's the other way? Maybe the right guy will get nothing. So it's better to make a chalukah. Well, Shmuel Sava knows, shoot the dine adifa. You're better off doing the way Bezdin thinks. Because like this, half of the field for sure is going to the wrong one. If you make a chalukah, for sure half is going the wrong way. But if you say, shoot the dine, it's possible to say, maybe you get the whole thing the right way. So stamets amachloikas, what's better to do? When you're in doubt, you don't know who owns it. Should you say chokin, or should you say shud v'dayna? Yeah. All right, stop here.